Welcome to Jets Flight Plan. Eric Allen here with head coach Todd Bowles. First off, Happy New Year. Do you have any resolutions?
No, I don't. I stopped giving resolutions about 10 years ago.
Okay. What was your message to your team as you gathered them here at the Atlantic Health Jets Training Center for one final time in 2017?
Just to make sure we have no excuses for our 5-11 record, and when they go away in the offseason, understand what we have to do to get better as a team, regardless of who gets hurt, who gets injured, who gets suspended, or anything like that. To come back, our job is to win anyway. And we have a good nucleus. We can be as good as we want to be, but we got to make more plays and we got to put more in the fourth quarter somehow to pull those games out.
After the game in New England, you said, we're 5-11, so we're far away record-wise, but chemistry-wise, we're right there. Is that something you can duplicate or carry over, that chemistry that was built here in 2017?
Has to be built all over again. Even if you come back with the same team, I think every year a team's chemistry has to be reborn again, so to speak, whether you have the same guys or not, because they're gone away from each other for a while, and you have to rebuild that trust, you have to rebuild that camaraderie, and you have to rebuild the team's personality, so to speak. And it's almost like you want to deliver the same message but go about it different ways to do it.
You are a humble guy by nature, but how have you grown as a head coach over the first 3 years here?
I've grown old, I can tell you.
New York does that to people.
I'm still growing. Yeah. Obviously, I'm still growing. I think the first year, even though it didn't look like it, I was more amped up and hyped up. And the second year, you learn how to deal with a lot of things and personalities. In the third year, you know, adversity, keeping positive with the younger guys and teaching and growing that way. And it's really all three all together. So this fourth year, after I step away from the game for a while and sit back and criticize myself to no end, I'll put the pieces together and figure out how we can get better and how I can get better.
Now, you're running the whole show, but how much do you enjoy that teaching aspect of the game still?
That's the best part for me, just seeing the guys get better, understanding X's and O's and putting them in position to make plays with the other coaches and the camaraderie there. Us in the room designing game plans and, you know, the laughter and the chemistry and the camaraderie there between that, and then relaying it to the guys and watching them grow. That's probably the best part of it.
Do you like the position you guys are in? Because there's plenty of salary cap space. You want to add some pieces. And then also, you got a pick early in the draft, and you have three picks in the first two rounds.
Well, the position's fine, but you got to make the right decisions. Obviously, we got to get together, and we'll go over everything film-wise and understand what we need and how guys fit in the scheme and pick the right guys. That's big.
You've had contributions from guys like Josh McCown, Austin Seferian Jenkins, Morris Claiborne, DeMario Davis. All those guys are free agents. Their contracts are up. How does that work from your perspective as far as not getting so emotionally involved, because you have to make the right decisions for the team and organization?
It's a double-edged sword, obviously. The relationships I have with these guys will go way beyond football, number one. Number two, we got to make the right decision for the team. And then you make the right decision and bring the right guys back in for the team. And a lot of times it works out, but sometimes it doesn't. But that's the business part of it. That players have to weigh, and the coaches have to weigh, and the management has to weigh as well. But we liked all those guys and everything they brought to the table, and hopefully we can work things out and go from there. But we try to bring the best guys in here that helps the team win.
Thanks, Coach. We've had a lot of fun doing this segment on Jets Flight Plan this year.
You got it, E.